You are listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah.
Det klagas och gnälls på vårt väder och skälls, men varje årstid har sitt försvar. Jag saknar sköna ord för våran jord. Visst är det skönt att få frysa och nysa och bada i en iskall sjö, skotta snö, att halka och vara skraj långt in i maj. Juni, juli, åh vilket härligt regn. Flugor, stugor, där man kan söka hem. Sen är det höst och som tröst blir det regn, och så väntar man på nästa snö att få dö. I denna ljuva nord jag saknar ord. Visst är det kul med en hel bit jul.
denna ljuva nord. Jag saknar ord. Visst är det kul med en hel bit jul.
Once lived on a road here, no, wouldn't be here there. And it was the first to know that he would be the first one to go ahead. He couldn't change it, so he finally said, guess I gotta go now. I guess I gotta go back down now. But I would have loved to stay here. Yes, I would have loved to stay here. How I would have loved to stay here. But I'll be going today. Was lonely, thought it'd been deserted, but it found that it only been stood for his own good in a place meant just to make him well. And when he understood, he said, I just gotta tell you, I guess I gotta go now. I guess I gotta go back down now. But I would have loved to stay here. Yes, I would have loved to stay here. How I would have loved to stay here. But I'll be going today. Now as I wander around and I think of all his trouble, and how he never made a sound at all as he did fall, and when I should be right but I'm bored instead, I say to myself what he would have said now. I guess I gotta go now. I guess I gotta go back down now. But I would have loved to stay here. Yes, I would have loved to stay here. How I would have loved to stay here. But I'll be going today. And I would have loved to. Yes, I would have loved to stay here. How I would have loved to stay here. But I'll be going today. And I would have loved to stay here. Yes, I would have loved to stay here. How I would have loved to stay here. I'll be gone today. Hey, hey, I will have love to stay here. Yes, I will have love to stay here. Oh, I will have love to stay here. Yes, I would, I would, I would, I would, I would have love to stay here. Yes, I would have love to stay. I'd love to stay. I'd love to stay.
The sounds of Bill Jerpy right here on WRUU LP Savannah, Georgia, USA. My name is John. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. I'm here with you until 8 p.m. Remind me, how will you do that? Telepathically, perhaps. About an important program note about other things happening tonight here on WRUU. We started that set, as is the custom, with music from David Axelrod. We heard The Edge from the LP The Edge, David Axelrod at Capitol Records, 1966 to 1970. That was released on Blue Note back in 2005. Right after that, Mona Westman brought us, well, Music to Watch Girls By is how we know it. And that's from a compilation that came out last year called The Girls Want the Boys, Swedish Beat Girls, 1966 to 1970. That's on the Ace label. Right after that, The Wombats, right, The Wombats. That's from the Golden Voice recordings, 1966 to 1967, released on the Alona's Dream label in 2015. And most recently there, of course, that was Bill Jerpy, just re-released on the Soft Estate label last year, and I think distributed by Light. Yeah, definitely distributed by Light in the Attic. Here's a little liner note. Recorded in a makeshift hotel room in the winter of 1969 and self-released in a micro edition in 1970, this folk rock gem must be counted among the earliest self-produced private press LPs. And it, just so you know this, right? Right? It offered us, you and I, who listened to it, an unvarnished glimpse into the Hudson River Valley's vibrant music scene in 1970. Of course it did. So we'll stay on the blues kick for a little bit. And again, remind me about the program notes and some other exciting music to share. This song also has blues in the recording. Right now, here's Graveyard.
Bye.
Turnstile Blues from Autolux. I'm John. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow, Here I Am With You Until 8 o'clock. That track was called Turnstile Blues from Autolux's 2010 release on the TBD label. The record's called Transit, Transit. Before that, Thurston Moore, Blues from Beyond the Grave from his Psychic Hearts LP way back in 1995 on the Geffen label. And we started off the set with music from Graveyard. Submarine Blues was theirs from the record, also called Graveyard, released in 2007 on the TP label. Thanks to my buddy Jason Statz turned me on to that record, which has been a favorite for many years. All kinds of things to tell you about, but let me read this very important message. This portion of WRUULP Savannah Soundings programming is made possible by a grant from Connect Savannah, the arts, news, and entertainment weekly. Connect Savannah is available at locations around the city and online at ConnectSavannah.com. So, quick program note about tonight. We will be broadcasting an encore edition of Savannah Perceptions. So that will be on at 8, followed by 9. Crisis, the punk rock show, is on. And then at 10 p.m., don't forget, it's rigor mortis for all your rockabilly needs. Great things happening at the station and outside the station. I will tell you that there is currently a bin of records located at Grayface Records down in the Starland District. And the records there, within that bin, were curated by the nice folks from the Savannah Stopover Festival. So, as you might imagine, there's some Stopover Festival artists and alumni represented within that box. And then also records selected by people at the station. And here's the deal. If you buy one of those records, the proceeds come right back here to your community radio station to help us with our ongoing expenses. And I have told you many times that we need your money to get the station on the air, and that is still true. But very soon we will have super exciting announcements. So especially thank you to people like William, Kim, Mark, everybody who's donated to the station. You will soon see the fruits of your labor, or at least the labor that got you the money that you donated. We will be broadcasting on 107.5 FM very, very soon. So that's super good news, I think. So if you're interested in learning more about the station, please check out WRUU.org or on Facebook and find out more. We have had a flood of new program proposals since word got out that we'll be on the air soon. I just produced an interesting new show the hour before mine began for airing later that explores the history of Savannah. I think everybody will enjoy it. A great debut episode, a pilot episode, as you might say. So with all the blues music titles, let's keep that going. Brand new music, I think, maybe, last year, this year. From Acid Arab, this is Buzzcue Blues. We'll be right back. Antibalas Afrobeat Orchestra right there. They brought us a track called, what was it called? Oh, Battle of the Species. That's from their LP released back in, 2000 or so on the Afrosound label here in North America. The record was called Liberation Afrobeat Volume 1. We started off the set with brand new music from Acid Arab, and when I say brand new, I mean last year. The track came out, it was Buscue Blues is the name of it, and it came out on the Musique de France LP. That's on the Cram Disc label out of Belgium. Right there in the middle, Orlando Julius and his Afro Sounders. Theirs was Afro Blues from Nigeria Afrobeat Special, The Explosive Sound in 1970s Nigeria. Released in 2010 on Soundway. I mentioned the show I produced earlier. I'll tell you more about it. I just pulled a piece of paper that we had in the studio about it. And I know everybody's going to be really into this. The show is called The Square, hosted by Nick Palumbo. And The Square exists at the intersection of planning, preservation, and city politics. On each program, The Square will examine proposed changes to the hostess city and look deep into the facets of our built environment that make our community unique. So, historic preservation nerds, tune in for that. Not sure the date of time. We just produced a pilot episode, which I think is going to be pretty cool if you're like me and you like stuff like that. And you should, I think. Again, a quick program note. We are, I hope, if I can do this right, airing a pre-recorded edition of Savannah Perceptions tonight. They'll be back live next week following Savannah Perceptions, It's Crisis. Bringing you the punk rock. And after that, Hamsud and Big Tex are here with Rigor Mortis. That's for your rockabilly needs. And Pam Shingler's back at 7 a.m. in the morning. And don't forget, we're airing Democracy Now! Every weekday at 10 a.m., the award-winning news program, Democracy Now! So tune in for that. It's important these days. That last track from the album called Liberation Music. No, what was it called? Liberation Afrobeat Volume 1. The next track I'm going to play is from Charlie Hayden. Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra. It's from an LP called Time Life, released on Impulse last year. And the name of the track is Silent Spring, and if some of you may recognize that as the title of a very famous Rachel Carlson book that was a little bit instrumental in the notion that we should have an environmental protection agency, and I think fairly shortly we can expect the name of that agency to be changed to the Environmental Destruction Agency. So let's listen to this track called Silent Spring from the Charlie Hayden Liberation Music Orchestra. Troubling music for troubling times. I'll be back with you on the other side as I attempt to get Savannah Perceptions up and going. Thank you for listening to everybody. Thank you, everyone, for listening to me. My name is John. The show is called Here It Is Tomorrow. I'm here every Thursday night at 7. Thank you to Heidi, whoever else is listening, my buddy Michael, my low-power FM hero, one of them, Michael and Melissa both, on the mighty WRIR LP up in Richmond, Virginia, listening in tonight. I appreciate that. When I first got started with this effort here, I made many phone calls to Michael. So, how do you do this up there? And he told me all about it. Here's Charlie Hayden and the Liberation Music Orchestra, their track Silent Spring, right here on WRUU LP Savannah.
Thank you.